Special mini series of AB Talks and Nike. In chapter one, I sit with Zahra Larry. Very interesting interview. I hope you enjoy it, and you can watch the video interview on my YouTube channel.
ترى كل حد محذرنها ان انا اخوف. That I'm scary and I'm intimidating, and I hope you don't think so. I hope you know that the idea is just to get to know you. Some people cry, some people don't. You don't have to cry.
Hopefully I don't cry.
No, I don't think it's about hopefully. I think it's about if somebody feels like they want to
cry. No, just being honest.
So I want to start with your childhood. Although I still think you're extremely young, but you have done a lot.
Yeah.
So let's start there. I mean, when you think of it, how do you see it? The first, now when I just said, you looked here.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Of my childhood.
Yeah. What feeling did you get?
Happy. I was a very happy child. I was shy, very, I would say outgoing, but at the same time I was shy. I wouldn't trust people so easily. Like, if I know you, I wouldn't stop talking. And if I don't know you, I'd be extremely shy.
So I'm guessing you knew very few people.
Yeah, you could
say select.
That. Yeah, I'm very, until now, I'm so selective.
Your childhood was where? Where
it was
from
here.
Zero
I was
all the
born
way?
Here, raised here, everything here.
And you said you're half American.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Yes.
And dad is from here.
Yeah.
Hello. You think the childhood, because the girl that you're describing, the shy one, is it the same girl that's sitting in front of me?
I changed a lot.
What does
as
that mean?
As I grew up and with the sport that I do, I think it really gave me the confidence. And right now I can talk to people. Before, if I didn't know you, I would not talk to you. And now I don't mind. I can talk to anyone, if just open up a conversation, talk.
Even if it's not about sports?
Even if it's not about sport.
When were you introduced to it though?
So I started when I was 12.
Why?
I watched a movie. Actually, it's a funny story because
Tell me.
I was with my mom and my younger brother, and we went to the cinema, and we were supposed to watch some other movie, I don't remember what it was, and it was completely sold out, so the only movie that was playing was Ice Princess, and my brother was refusing. He was like, I'm not going to watch Ice Princess, it's a girl's movie, and my mom was like, come on, because I was like, yeah, I want to watch it. So then we watched it.
And this was 12?
Yeah, I was around 12, yeah.
Okay.
And I watched it, and I was just like, the entire movie. I was like, I want to do that.
Mm.
And my mom was like, no, focus on school, focus on school. But that was the moment I really, really, it's hard to explain, but I just really fell in love with that.
It's not necessary, I can relate. I mean, my movie or cartoon was Captain Majid, so that was a completely different generation.
Yeah.
So I get it. You know what's funny is that a lot of us get inspired. So when you ask a child, what do you want to be? He sees a policeman movie, he wants to be a policeman. He sees a doctor, suddenly he changes. It's very rare that he sticks throughout. So that's from 12 till how old are you now?
24.
So 12 and 12, yeah? It's a good sustainability there. So from that moment, what happened? Like, maybe everybody thought you weren't serious.
It was up and down.
What does that mean?
Well, when I started when I was 12, it was a hobby. I just did it for fun. I never thought I would be going to competitions and stuff. And so I was going like once a week to the rink for 30 minutes, just training. And
where was this?
Zuidsport City.
Okay.
And it was ladies' day, so they had a ladies' day. And I was just going there and just training. And I improved so much, even with just doing 30 minutes. For 3 years, I improved like so much, and my coach was like, okay, she has a talent, like bring more and more and more, and it increased. And then my first competition, it was in Dubai, and it was in 2007, and I won first place. And then
Was it because it was easy? Nobody was into the sport, so you had it easy?
No, I mean, there was competition, but I was still a beginner. It wasn't anything serious.
Mm.
The competitions here in the region, especially back then in 2007, I mean, it was very basic. So I won the competition, and by the time I turned like 14, my dad flipped completely. He was like, you know, okay.
You're becoming a young woman, so.
You're becoming a young lady. People are gonna start talking about you.
He wants to be protected.
Yeah, obviously. He's my dad, of course. I mean, I tried to say, no, I love it, and blah, blah, but he's my dad, so I listen to him. and I didn't do, I trained, but just for fun. Mm. And there was a competition the following year in Dubai again, and I didn't participate. But he told me, okay, you can go and cheer on to your friends and stuff. So I went there, and I still remember I was sitting on the bleachers, and I was watching. I was happy for my friends, and I was cheering on. But at the same time, a dad can tell when his daughter is sad. Yeah. He can tell that I was not. I was happy, but at the same time, I was,
killing
I wish I was, yeah, yeah, on the ice. So he was like, I think it was just the switch that switched in his head, and he was like, okay, you know what, you can start competing. There's nothing wrong with it. From today, you can do any competitions
this
you want.
This was still 12 years old?
No, this was, I was like 14. It was a year of struggle. It was constantly, my mom was telling, yeah, and my mom as well. My mom was telling him, listen, she's talented, there's nothing wrong with it. And he was like, yeah, but you know, the sport, it's not normal here in the UAE, and she's getting older, and blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah, did you finish high school?
No, by then I was still in school.
No, I mean now, by now, like, have you done your university?
Oh, yeah, I'm graduating. It's my final semester.
Yeah. What are you studying?
Environmental health and safety.
And do you think it complements what you want to do? Or it's irrelevant?
Honestly, I wanted to do something with sport, but they didn't have it here.
So are you studying because it's an insurance policy?
I mean, I understand. In my family, it was like education is priority. It was something my mom used as well. It's like, if your grades are not good, you're not gonna skate, it's gonna stop. So I've always been a high honor student, university, I'm honors. So it's always been something that is extremely important.
Do you think it's affecting the quality of your talent because you have to study and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it does affect it.
But I also read that you train every day.
I train 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. I have one day off.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Okay. But it is different because I train so early in the morning. So yeah, we're at the rink at 5:30 because then I have class. So,
so
I have
if you sleep tonight, tomorrow you're up that
early? Yeah, tomorrow
early?
No. Tomorrow it's Ramadan. We have at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's a bit
not too bad.
Not too bad, yeah. But
so while fasting?
Yeah, while fasting, I'm still training three times a day. Morning,
three
afternoon.
Three times a day?
Yeah, morning, afternoon, and evening.
So you're serious?
Of course.
What's the seriousness for? What's the aim?
Olympics. That's my goal. But of course, that's the far end goal. I have small goals set for myself throughout until I reach
Give
them.
Me a small one.
Well, for this year, it's four continents.
Okay.
Last year, it was the Winter Universiade in Russia.
I read that in one of your European competitions, you were deducted points because you wore a hijab.
Yep.
How did it make you feel?
That was the first international competition that I had, which was in 2012.
So it makes it worse.
Yeah. But at the same time, it didn't really affect me, honestly. I went to the competition.
When you get deducted, do you get deducted promptly at the same time?
So we skate, come off the ice, there's something called a kiss and cry. And we sit in there and your results automatically come out.
So you're okay knowing that you're being deducted?
No. At the moment, I was still so young. I don't remember how old I was, but I was still young. And it was my first competition. I was so happy to be there to just skate and represent my country. And I came off, I did see the deduction. I didn't know what it was for because I didn't fall. So when you fall, you get a deduction. And I didn't know what the deduction was for, but I was like, okay, and we just left. And then that same day we had dinner at the hotel and a group of judges were sitting on the side of the table. And one of them comes to my coach. My coach was Romanian at that time. And this guy was Romanian. And they were talking and yelling, like just like serious conversation in Romanian. And I had no idea what was going on. And my mom and I are just looking at each other. And my coach was like, they gave you deduction because you're covered. And I was like, why did they give me? I was so innocent. I was like, why? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. And I knew, I was like, okay, I understood. It's the first time they ever see a skater competing. There's no rules about it. There's nothing.
So you're still optimistic.
Yeah, I'm a very optimistic person.
Yeah, that will come too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then as soon as I came back here, I was like, okay, that happened, but it can't happen again. Mm. So I met people, they wanted to see it, and yeah, now no deductions for anyone that's covered.
Not bad. Yeah. So you were the first to be deducted because of this?
Yeah, first and last.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
About being optimistic and
overly
smiley.
Yeah.
So I went through your Instagram.
Yeah.
It's all smiles. Is it fake?
No.
So you think it's genuine?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be smiling all the time, of course. There is some
not in
times,
real life. That would be something off about you.
Yeah, I mean,
you.
There's some times that I'm
you're
not.
You're always smiling in a supermarket, in a funeral.
And when I'm training, I don't smile. But
and yeah, this is like, I looked at it and I never got a vibe that it's fake or just a show or like, it was more, I'm like, okay, she's happy-go-lucky, but is it because she's naive? Is it because she's strong-willed? What is it? Why are you always smiling?
I don't know. I think I always just try to look at the positive things. I mean, there's no point of, if something is going on, obviously every time there's something there. It's not going, the world is not perfect. There's always something that pops up that is going to make you upset. But if I focus and stress so much on that, it's going to affect everything. It's going to affect my life. It's going to affect my training. It's going to affect my university, so, and my personal life. So for me, it's like there's a solution. This is what my mom taught me since I was a kid. If there is a problem, there's a solution. So instead of wasting your time and energy being upset, just think of the solution.
The deduction is a good example of that, because somebody else could have made just sobbed.
Huge.
But then you're like, I need to be the last. And that's what you said, I'm the first and the last.
Yeah.
Do you think, because you're doing something that is not popularly accepted. You are passionate at 12 about something that is not common, but you decided to stick. And now throughout sticking, throughout and sustaining all of this, right? Or persevering, let's say, because I'm sure you persevered. Was it easy, you think? You said a quick no, why?
My journey has been not easy. There are so many things throughout the journey. Until today, there are so many barriers.
Which one is highlighted in your mind?
Well, I mean, the beginning obviously was people's perception, people's idea. I mean, until now, some people from my family would not, they're like, telling my dad, what is she doing? Or my uncles would be like, a guy approached me at work saying, why is your niece doing this and this? And I think that would be a challenge, because it's not only affecting me, it would be affecting them as well. But at the same time, my dad tells me it's fine, don't listen to them, it's okay. But I know it does bother him. And I think for me, that would be a huge, that is one of the main things.
Does it bother you that it bothers him?
Of course.
But you're still stubborn and you do what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I still do it because there is nothing wrong with a woman doing a sport. There is nothing wrong with it.
Do you think the society has been understanding?
I think they're understanding better. I mean, when
That's
I started...
A good word to use.
Yeah, when I started, it was...
No way.
And now it's like supportive. Okay.
It's funny, right?
Yeah.
It's funny how people change, perceptions change.
Yeah.
What was taboo 10 years ago is probably celebrated.
Yeah,
now.
That's what I always say. I'm like, okay, I went through a million hits and punches throughout the way, but then the people coming behind me will have it much easier.
What about school?
When I was in school, it was even worse. I was training I had to get up at 3:30. I was at the rink at 4:30. And then I would go back to school.
So you've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, so then I would go to school and I would be so sleepy. I remember my first class was English Literature, Shakespeare, for 2 hours in the morning. And I would literally be sitting and I'd just be like dozing off because I woke up so early. And my friend is always like trying to wake me up, wake up. And my friends are super supportive. I'm still friends. They're still my best friends today, the ones that were in high school.
So you would say that having strong, supportive, thick-skinned parents and good friends or school was key to what you're doing now?
Yeah, this is the thing I tell people, it's super important, the people that are surrounding you. It's, for me, that is like one of the main things. If you want to be successful, you really have to be selective with the people around you. Who are the people that are surrounding you?
It's very interesting. It's like, I'm tempted to say that you seem to have it easy, but I know it's a lie. Because you make it seem easy, Zahra. Yeah, and talking to you, like, it's chilled, all went good, everything's great. But it seems there's way more behind the smile. And that's where I'm trying to go with this. I mean, and I want people to see that. I'll tell you what I think about good, optimistic people. I don't like the I'm crazily, eagerly positive because I think it's not realistic.
Yeah.
And I don't like the depressed, complaining skeptic, right? So I think an optimistic person who's extremely strong, who's seen all kinds of shit and challenges and toughness, but they always end up seeing the half full part of the glass rather than the half empty. That, I believe, is optimism at its best. And that's where I think you are. Although you're young, so we can say, thankfully and hopefully, don't see too many challenges. But no matter what challenges you've seen, you've chosen a tricky sport for a woman who's covered. You still choose to see the half full. And that's where I think optimism is great. Rather than somebody who hasn't seen the world, but is always just smiling because he still didn't get slapped.
Yeah.
So that's where I want you to help me out. I mean, what is something that somebody said that really bothered you?
That's a good question.
It hurt.
I wouldn't say something that someone in particular like said. I think for me, the biggest thing that really hurts is appreciation. For example, I go to competitions, major big competitions. I represent my country, I'm making history. But for me, the biggest thing is I get appreciated a lot more outside the country than in the country.
You think so?
Yeah.
And you think it's changing or it's not?
No.
Not yet.
No.
For example, lot of people blame football, by the way. A lot of sports, even men's sports, huh? Like you'll talk about basketball or chess.
Yeah.
They'll all say the budget goes 98% to football and the rest, take care.
Like for me, it's super sad. For example, I'll give you an example. I went to Russia, okay? It was in Siberia. First time ever UAE is represented in the Winter Universiade, which is like the Olympics for university students. And I went there, it was crazy. Every single day, 30, 40 cameras chasing us back and forth. The day was packed, morning till evening, interviews and media. And there was absolutely barely anything here in UAE. Nothing.
It bothers you?
Of course.
Why?
Because I'm working extremely hard to do this. I'm doing it for myself and I'm doing it for the country as well. But like at the same time, there's...
I think social media is usually a window to somebody. You get a glimpse. I'm not going to say the personality, but you get a glimpse. And looking at your Instagram, you're also very patriotic.
Yeah.
I see Sheikh Zayed a lot. So I don't know if you have a soft spot for Sheikh Zayed specifically. But I saw it there. Why do you feel you have that sense? Although you're mixed, right? So you can say, no, I'm half here, half somewhere else. My heart is everywhere. But do you feel there's a big belonging to the UAE?
Yeah, definitely.
This is
for me, UAE is home. This is...
Were you brought up in a house that's very...
Yeah. Not just for my dad, for my mom as well.
Really?
Yeah. My mom has lived here, more here than back home. So for her, here is home as well.
What do you want to happen? Forget 3 years. This year.
Yeah.
2019. What is nice? Or would be ideal for you?
I think for people to recognize my sport as a sport.
How does it make you feel that you're a change maker?
I mean, I don't really focus on that. I mean, for me, it only hits me when someone tells me that.
I just did, yeah.
Yeah, that's when it hits me. It's like, oh yeah, I did.
So it's a byproduct and you're happy that it's happening.
Yeah, of course. I want it to happen. I want it to keep increasing. But if the support is not there, I'm really scared that it doesn't. Once I stop, I'm really scared that it does not continue because I'm the one that's fighting right now for it to keep going.
So you're afraid you can't stop because it's bigger than you?
Yeah.
Well, how would you describe your personality?
I would say...
Today.
A very fun...
Are you?
...person, yeah. People don't really see that side of it, which I think it's sad. I need to show it more. But yeah. I think I'm a fun person.
What does fun mean? You're dancing, you're jumping, you're shouting, you're making fun. You're making fun of people, maybe?
No, not making fun of people.
That critic?
I feel like I'm just a...
Prankster?
I like pranking people.
Oh, so you are, yeah.
But
okay.
But Yeah, I always want to do like things, but not normal. I'm a risk taker. Like I always want to do crazy things. Like,
what is crazy? I'm not gonna let you go easily. What is the crazy?
Like
thing?
For example, I went ziplining.
Mm.
For me, I have a huge fear of heights.
Really?
I literally died.
There
like,
was a video of you in a plane where it flipped or something.
Oh, that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that I was actually fine because I'm so short. So I was sitting and I couldn't see anything.
Okay, so the zipline was a fear.
Yeah, I got stuck halfway.
So next is bungee.
No, I'm not doing that. Mm. Or skydiving. They're trying to get me to do skydiving.
What would you tell girls, whether Emirati, whether Arab, whether covered, whether not? Let's talk about girls.
Yeah.
What would you tell them? Knowing what you know up to this year, which is 24 years old.
To not give up. That's my main motto in life, to not give up.
Let's make this fun. What do you want to ask?
You?
Sure. Or you ask yourself and I'll help you.
No, I can ask you.
Ask me.
Okay.
Not so easy, huh? When I put you on the spot.
It's not really easy.
Mm.
In your opinion,
yeah.
What would success mean?
In my opinion, what would success mean? It's very funny. See, I really believe in the law of attraction.
Yeah, me too.
I don't believe in coincidences. Like you said your story about going to the cinema, everything is sold out except your favorite movie.
Yeah.
Or the movie that kicked off everything. It kicked off you sitting here,
yeah.
Literally. So that moment, was it coincidence or was it fate? Was it law of attraction? And then suddenly decisions were being made till you reached here. Literally. So yeah. If that movie, you're like, no, we'll watch a comedy.
All of this would not exist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is when we talked about success, I think it was yesterday, we were sitting in my mother's garden, and I said, success means different things to different people. And because we were talking about how parents, and I really like the idea of how your parents were supportive, how parents, what they think is success, they want their children to do. Because in their mind, that's the definition of success. So if a mother thinks her child should be married at 28 and have kids, and that's success and happiness, she'll always tell you, Zahra, yalla, I know you're the best caterer in the world, but where's your babies? You know? Because in her mind...
That would be my dad.
In her mind, that's success.
Yeah.
So you can't blame her for having that definition. It's her definition.
Yeah.
But it's very selfish if a parent wants to bring that onto a child that probably has zero interest in that department. So I think it's very relative. But for you, what is success? I'll use your question against you.
That's a hard question.
No, that's why you asked me.
Yeah.
What is it to Zahra? And it might change, it might evolve.
Yeah.
Why are you waking up every day, Zahra? Just sleep.
I ask myself that
just
question
sleep.
All the time.
No, have
every single morning.
Have some Mindy and sleep. And...
Ugh, I can't eat barely anything as well, so that's a whole
other
story.
So why do you
story.
Do it? You're doing it for something.
Yeah, I have a goal. Since I was, it's funny to say, since I was, not, I wouldn't say 12, I would say 14. I knew exactly what I wanted to be, where I wanted to be,
you
how
know,
to do it.
The unfortunate thing, a lot of people struggle with that. I'd meet people in their 30s and they say, I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what my goal is. It's really, so you're very lucky that at 14 you knew and you... I'll ask you another question. Do you think not having a financial backing, because it's a not so attractive sport at the moment, can kill your dream?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, I would do it for fun, obviously.
So if you don't
competing.
Get the enough funding, your dream is done. Is that scary?
Very. I worked.
That it's not only about talent,
right? Since I was 12,
right?
I worked my butt off.
But you have insurance policy, you have a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, but that's...
No, of course, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm the guy who will never tell you to do that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of
scary. I sacrificed so much.
What did you sacrifice?
Family time. Mainly family time.
Mm.
I'm never home, ever.
You have siblings?
Two brothers and a nephew.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do they know you?
Of course. Mm. I mean, they know me, yeah, but I'm glad that they're supportive as well. Because if my family, my brothers were not supportive, it would be difficult, very,
friendships,
very difficult.
Friendships, love, all of these are compromised because of your skating?
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. Even your best friend hates you, or she understands?
No, she understands, obviously. She understands. But at the same time, it's like...
So you think it's a high price?
Very. Because especially with the sport I do, we have to train 6 hours a day.
With school?
With university, yeah. So...
So you see, this is what I'm trying to get at. Why the hell are you doing this?
Because I love it.
Yeah, that's not enough. There's more. A lot of people love a lot of things.
I think as well, at the same time, I'm also... Like, I'm doing it, obviously, I love and everything, but I still need to prove to people that
Why?
I can do it. Because so many people are telling me I can't do it.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So many people tell you you can't do it, which makes you want to do it more.
Yeah. That's how I am. If someone still tells me you can't, I'll prove to them that I can.
That's why you did the zipline?
Yeah, that was the scariest thing of my life.
So you want to always challenge yourself?
Yeah.
And you want to prove people wrong.
Yep.
So success, we come to this question. So what is success? Proving everybody wrong?
For me, I would say success would be just to have this sport not die. If by the time I'm 40 and this sport is still continuing, like it's still growing, it's still represented and it's growing and it's becoming bigger and bigger. For me, I'll be, okay, I was successful.
Hmm.
Because that is what I'm trying to do. It's not just about competing. It's not about the medals. It's not about... It's a lot bigger than just the medals and me skating. Let's say that. It's...
Few more questions. What if your dad comes to you crying? Okay, really, seriously imagine it. Men don't cry too much.
Yeah.
He comes to you crying. And he says, it's really difficult, Zahra. I tried. I really tried, Zahra. But
yeah.
Everybody in the majlis is making fun of me. At work, they're like, it's ridiculous. You have no shame. You're not jealous. You need to take care of your daughter better. She's embarrassing us in the family. I need you to stop. Would you stop?
I think, yeah, I would do it for as a hobby. I would switch.
You would?
I would switch.
You'd break it for your dad.
Yeah. Especially my dad.
Ah, soft spot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would still do it. I mean, it's part of me. I would still do it, but not as a...
You think you'll be satisfied? I don't think so.
I would not be satisfied.
I think you'd be depressed.
I would be miserable for the rest of my life.
But you sacrifice that.
Yeah. For me, the happiness of others is super important.
But that just scared you. You shook.
Yeah, obviously.
Hmm. Yeah. Your mom is a very important role in your life.
My mom sacrificed so much.
Nikki was telling me. And
yeah.
Who's your mom to you?
My mom is my hero, literally.
Why would you say that?
She sacrificed literally everything for me. Times with my brothers. She barely sees my brothers. She's always at the rink. In the summer, she travels with me three months. Doesn't see my dad, doesn't see my brothers.
Hmm.
Competitions, she's always there. Does she enjoy it? I would say no, it's probably super boring for her. Because I'm the one that's training 6 hours a day and she's just has nothing to do.
So why is she there?
Supporting, loves me, I guess.
You guess or she does?
No, she does love me.
Good.
Otherwise, she wouldn't
do that. You feel indebted to your mom?
Yes, definitely.
What would you think that you need to do? Does it drive you to succeed? That you need to... She deserves you succeeding? That's the minimum you can give back?
Not really. I mean, of course, I want to do my best for her. But at the same time... My mom always tells me, you're not doing this for me. Like, until today, she's like, if you stop enjoying the sport that you're doing today, everything is gone. You're stopping. You want to quit, you quit. Only if, not because I'm tired, I don't want to do it anymore, not like that. It's just, if you don't enjoy it,
don't
as long as I'm enjoying it.
And she's been consistent since you're 12.
Yeah.
Really supporting from the beginning.
Super supportive. Even when I was in school, she was at the rink at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
sitting,
clap.
She's like sitting and freezing. The rink is cold.
That's a clap to her.
Yeah, and she would drop me off at school, pick me up from school at the rink till night.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I always find it interesting, the role of parents or a guardian in the role of a big star or athlete or professional. It's extremely interesting. And it seems to be a huge ingredient.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I would say as a person, I don't talk so much about, I would say, my success. I don't talk so much about the struggles that I have. I don't talk about, I just let it in.
Obviously, I saw that now.
And I just try to show everyone with, I would say, my training, competitions, with actions.
Hmm.
I don't say much.
Are you expressive with your mom? Do you tell her how much you care for her?
Yeah, of course. That's where
what would you tell her now that, because today I know she's away.
Yeah.
I was expecting to see her.
Yeah, I wish she would be.
So what would you tell her? What would you really tell your mom from your heart?
That I really love her. Like, I probably don't say it as much, but I really, really love her and really thank her for everything that she's done for me. Not just skating-wise, since I was a kid, from the day I was born. Until today.
So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you see, it wasn't too tough.
No.
No. You took it with flying colors. My last question just came to mind. Does it annoy you that people are clapping for you because you're on a magazine or you're with Nike or just now they're clapping? Oh, wow, we always knew you're such a star.
Yeah.
Does it bother you that now they're clapping?
Yeah. But that's how life is.
Mm. You think it's fake?
Some could be fake.
Or is it because you're trending now?
Maybe. Let's see, after a month, probably they won't be clapping.
No, why not? Well, it doesn't matter if they clap or not. Those people don't matter. It's the ones that you said that stuck with you since.
Yeah, the close ones matter.
So, well, good luck.
But we'll see. Thanks.
Nice talking to you.
Me too.
And thank you for your time.
Thank you.